Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something foundational, something that powers, well, almost everything digital you touch. Structured query language, SQL. Now, query sounds technical, but it's really just asking a database a question, making a request. Our mission today, cut through the jargon. We want to show you the essential building blocks, how data gets managed behind the scenes. Think of it as a shortcut to understanding SQL's power. And maybe to make it stick, let's picture a little online pet store database. You know, keeping track of pets, customers, orders, that kind of thing. So, okay, let's unpack SQL. It's not just one big thing. People usually break it down into three main parts. Data definition language, data manipulation language, and data control language, DDL, DML, DCL.
That's right. Think of them as SQL's main toolkits. First up, DDL, data definition language. This is all about the structure, the architecture of our pet store database. So if you need a new table, maybe for pet breeds, you'd use create table, define the columns, what goes where. Or let's say we stop selling fish tanks. We need to remove that whole section. Drop table deletes that structure entirely. It's like designing the shelves and aisles in your store.
Okay, so DDL builds the framework.
Yeah.
But empty shelves aren't much use. We need to actually put pets' data on them. Which brings us to DML, right? Data manipulation language.
Exactly. DML is where the action happens with the data inside those tables. Your day-to-day inventory management. A new batch of puppies arrives. Insert into us adds those new records. A customer wants to see all the cats available. We use select to retrieve that info. Oh, and if a pet gets adopted, its status changes. UPDate modifies the existing record. And, well, if a record needs removing, maybe an error or something outdated, delete takes out that specific row. DML is managing the actual stuff. And finally, there's DCL. Data control language. This is really crucial. It's about security, access control, who gets to see customer phone numbers, who's allowed to change the price of pet food. Grant gives specific users permissions. Maybe the sales team can select customer info, but they can't delete records. Yeah. And if an employee leaves, revoke takes away their access privileges. Simple as that. Keeps things secure.
Right. That makes sense. Okay. Here's something really practical.
Yeah.
How do we make sure the data itself makes sense? Like, you wouldn't store a pet's age using letters if you need to calculate the average age later, right? Yeah. SQL needs to know the kind of information. That's data types, yeah, defining what a column holds.
Precisely. Data types ensure consistency. Things like INT for whole numbers like age and years, decimal for numbers with, well, decimal points, prices like $49.50, and obviously date and time for things like adoption dates or appointment schedules.
And you mentioned text. What about names or addresses?
Ah, yes. For text, you commonly run into char and varchar. And the difference is actually pretty important for efficiency. Char is fixed length. Let's say you set char for a pet's name. If the name is Fido, just four letters, it still uses up all 20 characters of storage space. It's like a fixed size box, always takes the same room. Varchar, though, is variable length. Varchar for Fido would only use the four characters needed, plus a tiny bit of overhead to track the length. That box shrinks or expands. For a huge database like our pet store with maybe thousands of entries, using varchar can save a lot of space, a lot of memory.
Okay, so structure with DDL, managing data with DML, controlling access with DCL, defining data types.
Yeah.
But how do we guarantee the data we put in is actually good, reliable, accurate? That sounds like where constraints come in, like rules for the data.
Exactly. Constraints are like the quality control rules. They enforce data integrity. Not NLL is a basic but vital one. It just means a specific column, say, the pet's primary ID cannot be empty, ever. Mm-hmm. You need that identifier. Unique ensures that every value in a column is different. Maybe a microchip number can't have two pets with the same one. And then there's the big one, primary key. This is basically unique and not NL combined. It's the unique identifier for each row, each pet in our example. It guarantees you can pinpoint one specific record reliably, essential for linking tables, like linking an order to a specific customer. Oh, and auto increment is handy too. It just automatically assigns the next available unique number when you add a new record, like a new pet ID, so you don't have to figure it out yourself.
Makes sense. And way back at the beginning, before all this table stuff, you need the database itself, right? Those super basic commands.
Oh, absolutely. Foundational stuff. Create database makes the whole container, the whole pet store environment. And then UEC basically says, okay, I want to work inside this specific database now. You step inside to start working with the tables. So yeah, that's the core structure we've unpacked today. DDL for building the framework, DML for working with the data inside, DCL for security. Plus, understanding data types like char versus varchar for efficiency, and constraints like primary key and not null to keep the data trustworthy.
It really is like learning the hidden language behind almost all the digital information we use. So here's something to think about. These rules, these constraints in SQL primary key, not null, they're like silent guardians, constantly working to ensure the accuracy and reliability of this massive digital world. Makes you wonder, what other invisible fundamental rules are out there shaping the information landscape we navigate every single day?